for 25 years. Nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
And we are back with a Thursday slate packed with some WNBA games. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, here to break down this 3.5 game slate that's basically just filled with potential blowouts. But before we get into this, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right on up to all the fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Now, last time I was on the pod on Tuesday, we had one Commissioner Cup game where players had $500K on the line. We actually ended up getting a pretty decent in-season tournament game. Not gonna lie. Was a pretty good game. And we did pretty well on props, too. On the Minnesota side, we had Alana Smith going over 3 blocks plus steals, and she was able to get the check mark there. On the New York side, we had Jonquel Jones going under 17 first half fantasy points, and we was able to get a check mark on that one as well. Then we had Stewie going over 45 fantasy points, and Stewie was not able to deliver it for us. He went under on that. So we ended up going 2 green, 1 red, but still managed to get a profit on that slate. But as always, we're looking to bounce back, go 3 for 3. And we have a interesting blowout potential slate to do this on. Now, DraftKings is actually skipping the 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tip-off game on their main slate, which is the Wings playing the Lynx. So we're going to skip that game as well and just focus on the 3-game slate that they offer for the main slate. So, first of the 4 p.m. tip-offs, we have the Sun heading to D.C. to face the Mystics. Now, this is one of the lowest scoring games you will see all season. Right now, it's set at 153.5 with a 10.5 spread favoring the Sun. When it comes to news, I think this one will be the main one to watch for, since Alyssa Thomas is listed as questionable right now. And if she does miss this game, I really think Breonna Jones and DeWanna Bonner will have a huge spike in ownership on this slate. I do believe both can offer you a fantasy point per minute as a floor if Thomas is out. But I probably will need to fade that in GPPs and just look for the cheaper options to fill in from the sun. So if Thomas is out, Nelson Nodota, she's 4-1 right now, and Bantam is 3-6 right now. I think I will be rostering one of those players in order to get some exposure to the sun side in this game if Felicia Thomas is out. But if Thomas is in, I believe she would probably be the only play I will be looking at and will be fading most of the sun plays in this matchup. Now, the Washington side is a little different. We have three confirmed players out: Samuelson, Sykes, and Austin. And Edwards is still questionable. Can't really run Inkster as comfortably anymore because she's almost at 6K, which means she will lose some ownership. So I might still run her in a GPP. Definitely would stay away from her in cash games. Atkins is 9K right now, but I don't see her being above 20% owned on this slate. So if I'm able to get there in a GPP, I don't mind rostering her. But Melbourne is 4-4, should get you 18 to 22 minutes. So I don't mind using her in order to get Washington exposure in cash or GPP. Now, moving on to the more interesting game, the 171.5 game total game. We got the Aces heading to Chicago. Right now, the Aces are favored by 10.5. So this game is also looking like another blowout. But we have a player on the Aces side who will cost you 25% of your total salary in Asa Wilson. And I believe she's in line to actually have a 30-point double-double in this spot. If everything lines up, able to get her full allotted minutes, and if she's able to connect on the free throws. So if her PR line comes in at 38 or lower, I will have interest in playing the over on that. And in DFS, if I'm playing cash, I feel like I'm obligated to have her in my lineup. GPP wise, I don't mind playing her, but I might actually pivot away from that, especially in my early builds, and focus more on playing one of the guards to get exposure to the Aces side. Right now, the point guard is still on a minutes restriction in a mid 6K price range and has the potential to have an uptick in minutes since she last played in almost a week. So, in cash games, I don't mind playing Chelsea Gray. But in my GPPs, I will be pivoting to spend up a little bit more on Jackie Young. She's in the mid 9K price range. But if this game script does go as planned, she could be in line for a potential 40 to 50 DraftKings point night in this matchup. Now, moving on to the Chicago side, I'm actually going to be playing this side a little bit more risky than usual.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Don't get me wrong, I think Kennedy Carter is a decent play. I see a lot of people going that route as well. But I'm going to zag a little bit and use either Evans or Mabry for my GPPs. Both of these players thrive in a high-tempo game. Both of these players have the ability to get you multiple steals. Both of these players also has the ability to get you multiple three-pointers. And last but not least, both of these players have decent assist ratings as well. So if everything is lining up for this game total to hit, I believe one of these two players need to have a 30-plus fantasy point night. So in GPPs, I'm looking to roster one of these with an Aces player. Maybe even two Aces player if I'm trying to get ownership in this game. Now, as a last piece, I didn't get there yet in my initial builds, but Isabel Harrison is 4-7, and I really don't mind her as a final piece in a GPP lineup if you're able to get there. Now, for the 7 p.m. tip-off game, last game on the slate, we got every new WNBA player favorite team, WNBA fan favorite team, my fault. And we got the Fever heading to Seattle to face the Storm. And what is expected to be the closest matchup on the slate, with the Storm being favored by 8.5 points. Now, the game total is saying it's going to be going to the 167 range. And if you have a book, I would just go the under on that. I don't see this game reaching the 155 game total. So I'm definitely will be playing the under on that game total. Now, for the Fever, they might be getting Teamy back. She's been out for a little bit. Probably a month at this point. Not a month, 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks. And if she comes back, this is going to throw some calamity into the big rotation for the Fever. So if you're able to see Boston points come in at 14 or higher, I definitely will like to play the under on her points. DFS-wise, I have very little interest in the Fever side. Only player I see myself going to right now is Kelsey Mitchell. She's priced in the 8K range, and she should be a decent option in your cash game builds. I do think she has the ability to get you 20 actual points in this matchup and should be able to get you a couple stats here and there to actually get her fantasy point total up to around 30 points. So in cash games, I really don't mind running her. Now, on the Seattle side, this is a little different. I believe both of the bigs are in great spots, in Aguma K and Ezzie. And I really don't mind rostering one or the other in GPPs or cash. I might be leaning more towards Ezzie, since I do think this game can get a little sloppy, and Ezzie definitely has the ability to get you stocks more so than NECA. So with that, if you're able to see Ezzy steals plus blocks come in at 4, I don't mind playing the over on that. Outside of the bigs, I do have interest in 2 more players. GPP-wise, Lloyd is bound to have a bounce back game sooner or later. I don't see her continuing to shoot 20% from 3. So for 9-4, I don't mind rostering her against the Fever. Then as a last piece, GPP flyer piece, we have Victoria Vivians, who minutes been pretty sporadic through the past 2 weeks. But at 3-9 against the matchup against the Fever, I really do see her being able to get a couple stocks, getting a couple assists, rebounds, points here, and finishing with probably around 18 fantasy points in this spot. That's all I have for this slate. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. I'm always talking about basketball. We just had the first day of the NBA draft yesterday. Going to be exciting to see who's actually going to get picked up today. Possibly some Duke player, possibly some USC player. And, of course, we got European basketball movements happening at a crazy pace right now. So, hopefully, you're able to take down all your props. Hopefully, you're able to win all the contests you're in. And, like always, until next time.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.